With that, we'll bring up Mr. Matt Snyder. We'll get the Custer State Park 60th Buffalo Roundup and Tourism promotional videos.
Do you have PowerPoint too?
Is Caitlin sharing it?
I had one for you too.
Oh, sorry.
And then Caitlin.
There it is.
Well, good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Matt Snyder, Regional Supervisor, Parks Regional Supervisor for Western South Dakota. Want to talk about the roundup, but first I wanted to just do a recap of the Mickelson Trail Trek, the fall trail trek we had the week before the roundup this year. And just that first slide. He's coming. There we go. So the 27th annual Mickelson Trail Trek was held on September 19th through the 21st. Friday through Sunday. We had 580 registered riders this year and 566 actually rode with us. As you can see the split there, we had roughly 258 women and 308 men that actually rode. They didn't put the demographics, but I still feel like I'm one of the younger riders on this ride. It was my 17th year, and I think our average age is 67, 68, but a good group of people that come and ride every year, and we have a lot of fun. You can see the top five states represented, you know, of course, South Dakota, then Nebraska, Minnesota, Colorado, and Wyoming. And we do advertisements in that with local bike shops throughout, you know, the area region here, and that's what, you know, brings people back. But we also see a lot of repeat and then a lot of first-timers, too, every year, which is nice. This year, we park all the bikes the second day up at Rochford, and they stay overnight, so that's how we get our split, our count of how many were e-bikes, how many were traditional bikes. As somebody told me this year, I still ride a traditional bike. I was told I ride an analog bike. It's no longer traditional. It's e-bikes and analog, so I'm like, okay. But we had, you know, we're seeing an increase in e-bikes out there. We did not do a split on what type. I mean, I'm not sure I could even tell you what type they are, but you know, people are enjoying it. We went all 3 days without any issues. The weather was beautiful. 70-degree weather was basically the highs. Had just compliment after compliment on trail conditions and then just the overall coordination that the staff do to put this together. I mean, we move people around, we shuttle people, we feed people, we secure their bikes, and everything went without incident. And then the weather was just gorgeous, like I said. Kudos to the staff for pulling off another great, successful Mickelson Trail Trek. And then moving on to our 60th roundup. It was an anniversary year, and very happy with the attendance. We were just over 22,000 people. It was a little shy of our record that we set a couple years ago, but for us and the staff, anything over 20,000 people is almost more than we can handle. So we're never disappointed in the amount of the people that come out and enjoy the roundup. It was another great event. We did add an AM radio station this year, 1700 AM, working with South Dakota Public Broadcasting. And we feel that this really helped get information out as people were in line, waiting to get parked that morning, and then as of deparking as well, just being able to tell people, come down to the corrals afterwards, be patient, you know. The line is moving, even though you may be stalled out. So 4 o'clock in the morning when we went down to the corrals, we already had over 4 miles of people parked on the road on the south entrance and as well as the north viewing area waiting to get in. So we did start parking earlier this year. You can also see we did a lot of live streaming there, over 30,000 people, and that was probably over a week ago. That was shortly after the roundup that we pulled those numbers. I'm sure that's continuing to grow. It was a lot warmer this year than what we'd like on Friday when we started moving buffalo. Our start was kind of a little bit sluggish due to that fact, and just due to that we had more people in the south parking lot than we did in the north this year, and that kind of slowed things down a little bit until we could get everybody parked. But overall, it was a very successful event in a day. Staff, we typically try and start parking by 6:15. This year we're parking at 5:30. Several years ago we incorporated lights in our parking area so staff can park earlier. So pretty much everybody gets down there a little after 4 o'clock in the morning, and once they're set up, we pretty much start parking cars. Park up until about the time the roundup starts. So Deparking went really well this year. Sometimes we have some congestion in that, but what staff are saying is we saw more people come down to the corrals afterwards this year and take part of the viewing of working the bison and having lunch with the resort company and just enjoying the Bison Center. So it was just a win-win. It was a great crowd that came down, and appreciated everybody that does that because it just helps with some of that congestion afterwards. And then we did see an increase in tour buses this year. We'll usually average 25 to 30. We saw 36 tour buses come in this year, bringing people from all over the country. Basically, they come in from. It's just not locals doing that. So that was great to see. And then moving on to our 32nd Arts Festival. Our Arts Festival is a 3-day event. It starts on Thursday of Roundup Week and runs Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And we did see a record crowd this year with that at over 19,000 people came to the Arts Festival. Increased our marketing efforts on that. It seems like the last several years we get a good crowd, but it kind of gets lost under the Roundup. And people don't realize that we have an Arts Festival going on. So we did some digital marketing in Rapid City this past summer on their digital billboards that have come up and kind of cropping up everywhere around town. So we took advantage of that and really felt like we maybe got the word out to those people that were visiting Rapid City as well as those locals that are looking for something to do on these nice fall days. So great event. Had a record number of 168 vendors this year. We work very closely with the resort company to make those vendors possible and get there. There again, we had no issues with anything over those 3 days. It was warm. We do have, thanks to the Custer Ambulance Center, they set up shop there for all 3 days, and they had really no medical issues to report this year, which was great. Great lineup of entertainment. We have entertainment under the Big Top all 3 days. And then Friday evening, we have some local balloonists come out. Just as they were starting to put their envelopes up this year, a gust of wind came in, so they took them down right away. They did stay around and just lit their candles up. It's not the same, but this is probably the first year in 5 or 6 years that they weren't able to put their envelopes up. So, but people still stayed around and partook in it, and look forward to having them back again next year. And with that, it would be remiss if I didn't do a huge shout-out to all the staff involved in the Roundup. Staff and volunteers from both Parks and Wildlife, from all the regions across the state, as well as peer staff came out and helped us this year. And just shows the exceptional teamwork we have across our department. We put out a call for help, and we get some good response, and people come out. Some will come out for the whole 3 days. Some come out for Friday morning, and we take what we get, and it's just exceptional. And can't say enough to all the staff that came out and helped us, and appreciate that, and look forward to another great year next year. So with that, I'd stand by for any questions.
Very good. Any questions for Matt? Comments? Secretary Roebling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I just want to echo a lot of your comments, Matt. I mean, it is just an amazing event that staff put on. Really a well-oiled machine. Just the amount of moving parts in regards to the logistics and the planning that goes into this. I mean, we have hundreds of staff that help with this, seasonals, volunteers, and permanent staff, obviously. And it's really impressive. You have done a great job with the team. Just super proud of the team for putting on such a great event. You know, it's probably one of the biggest concentrations of folks as far as a one-day event in South Dakota. We always talk about that. That and Hobo Day, so I'll get that shot in here. Go Jacks. But, yes, I mean, it is. It's a monumental effort on so many fronts, and it goes so smooth. And I couldn't be more proud. So thank you for all your efforts. Thanks to staff for all the efforts. We created a lot of memories that day, and we do every roundup. So we're looking forward to doing that again in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. I think now we'll turn this over to Caitlin with State Tourism that has some videos to show. I think with the work they've done on those videos, next year I think we're going to see a huge crowd again because it's great promotion and just very well done. So couldn't have been happier. So.
All right, thank you, Superintendent Snyder and Madam Chair and the Commission. Thank you so much for the opportunity to allow Travel South Dakota and myself to join you today. I'm Caitlin Svensson. I work for Travel South Dakota, also known as our Department of Tourism. We are just echo all of those comments and notes from the team, as much as Matt appreciated staff members coming out from across the state. We certainly appreciate how the GFP team in whole constantly lifts up the ideas, the creative efforts, and the partnership that we have together. So definitely echo that. And also, thank you for trekking to Lemon today for your meeting. And what a fabulous community. We were actually just up there yesterday for our tourism board meeting. Fabulous community. Shade Hill is certainly a huge asset that our visitors and locals alike are very excited to explore. So with that, I just have a few slides I wanted to share today. There are a number of items that we are consistently partnering with the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks on, and our sister agency, we like to say. But first, I certainly wanted to mention this fabulous effort that Lydia Austin from Custer State Park and I took on in July. This was a satellite media tour, and we set this up in the middle of Custer State Park, right along the Wildlife Loop Road. Another very early morning for Lydia, so she gets the champion trophy for a number of early mornings that she had this year, perhaps. But what this is essentially, Lydia and I were stationary here, and we conducted 25 total broadcast interviews from across the country. And these start as early as 4:35 in the morning on the East Coast. We would have interviews with places in Philadelphia, New York, Virginia. We moved on to the central part of the United States and conducted interviews there, along out to the west, some great ones in Denver, and then finally onto the west coast as well. So essentially, we're giving the same spiel over and over 25 different times, all live, with just having a bit of conversation in our earpiece with the anchors back at their news desks. And we did a fabulous job together, and it was great to have Lydia's expertise in the park. We actually had some horseback riders who were off in that prairie behind us. We had someone from the Custer Resort Company helped us secure a family that could drive in the Jeep, just to really show audiences from across the country what Custer State Park had to offer. We certainly highlighted the anniversary year of the Roundup and also the anniversary of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. So in total, we reached 8.7 million people. The potential reach on that, so that's ongoing coverage or people that we couldn't necessarily track hard data with, was 983 million. So a huge undertaking, and just really proud to work alongside Lydia for this effort. And here's just some of the stations that we appeared on across the country. And second, I think the star of the show here today is our Into the Roundup content series. And some of you may be familiar with this content series that we launched in September. And this is a huge shout out to the Custer State Park staff. Last year, we filmed a great amount of footage and did interviews with park staff members in order to gather all of this footage to compile it into a 5-part mini series that lives on YouTube. And really, it was about the Roundup, yes, but also really was an opportunity for us to share that spirit of the West and that Western culture is alive and well in South Dakota. And from Travel South Dakota's perspective, it was an opportunity to leverage some of the cultural movement that you see from Yellowstone to the resurgence of brands like Wrangler and so on. And the series has done fantastic for us. So it lived on social media, including YouTube. They are all 3 to 5 minutes long, and it was those quick digestible videos that we were able to share with users. So to date, exciting, consumers have spent 310 total days worth of time with this series on YouTube. So very interesting stat to look at it that way, and really it's only beginning. We'll continue to promote this through our digital efforts. We have a landing page on TravelSouthDakota.com and a lot of digital paid pushes that are directing traffic to these videos. Also on social media, we're seeing a 6.84% higher click-through rate than what our average benchmark is. So really showing how people are very captivated by this series. And just today, we were noted that Ad Age, which is a large marketing publication, included us in the 19 creative campaigns to know about today. So I think the traction is really just beginning on this, and as Superintendent said, it's going to drive continued traffic to Custer State Park, not only for the roundup, but throughout the year as well, and even outside of the roundup, and that's something that we're really looking forward to. So just a quick snapshot here of how this landing page turned out, a nice opportunity for us to showcase videos, some of the stats with the roundup. Each of the five videos are on the landing page there. And as we get further into the landing page, you'll note that it's certainly about more than Custer State Park and the roundup as well. It's that Western culture, including things like our wildlife, Deadwood, history and heritage. And this just really serves as a tool and a hook for us to capture people's attention and have them even consider coming to South Dakota. Because ultimately, we're competing with the national stage, and Custer State Park is an awesome hook for us to be able to tell that story and get people interested. And then finally, before we go into this section where Chris can share the video with you all, I wanted to just see if there's any questions that anyone has for me regarding this series or any on that topic.
Very good. Any questions for Caitlin? Caitlin, I just have one. In promoting into the roundup, are most of those organic? Or are you doing any paid advertising to get folks hooked in?
Yeah, great question. There is certainly a large paid component alongside this as well. And I think our friends at GFP were very excited to know that that was all coming out of tourism's budget, and they were just great recipients of that extra advertising and marketing that we did alongside them. But truly, their investment was allowing us the space and capacity and helping to facilitate this. But organic, of course, you know, we're always looking for ways to engage with people organically, but this does have a large paid push as well.
Excellent. Thank you. Additional questions? Seeing none.
And Chris, if it's something that you all want to save and watch toward the end of your meeting, however you all feel is best for that, if you want to keep moving with your agenda, is fine as well.
You've got it, Caitlin.
Okay.
It's something that you wait for all year long, and it takes about an hour and a half. But in that hour and a half, boy, you're moving with lightning-like speed, and you're really getting after it, and yelling and screaming and what have you, and it's really something.
The morning of, there's a lot of adrenaline. There's a lot of excitement. You can feel it with the people that you're talking to that are riders or that are park staff. Your horses are amped up. They know what's coming. They're excited. Once we get all together and we go out on horseback, there's just energy. There's just electricity that's happening. Come over the hill and there's the bison and all ears are forward. Everyone knows what's coming up and everyone knows there's something that we have to accomplish. And it's a lot of fun. That's probably my favorite part.
One of the things we found out is that once they start to come down, there's not much we can do about it. They're coming. As those buffalo are coming down the hill, there's just a ripple goes through the crowd. I mean, you just hear it as they go through. And it's just something when they see it. They're so impressed they can't hardly express what they're talking about.
It's a real fluid activity because you can't tell what the buffalo are going to do. It's you're on their time and not yours. The big thing is just watching the bison, watching their body language. They start getting a little crabby, you can tell.
Is that tail going straight up, or as he says, either you're going to charge or discharge?
Just have your head on a swivel, because they'll come out after you and you might not even see them. They might be clear inside the bunch of bison and they'll come out. they come up pretty quick, and you might not even see that one because it's not the one right beside you.
It's pure chaos a lot of the time, honestly. You know, we've got a lot of hills. There's creek crossing, big rocks. You know, not only that, but you're riding a horse, you're riding an animal, and you're trying to round up and chase animals as well, wild animals. It's something that nobody else gets to do. You know, this is one of the very few places in the world where you can do this.
If you don't like to ride a horse hell-bent for a lecture, don't go on it, because you're going to be going just as hot and heavy as you can, especially if you get into that hill where we're really running hard. And it's just adrenaline kicking some of the guns. I mean, it is. Sitting on a horse 3 years ago, and I didn't realize it, but there were buffalo coming behind us, and a horse's vision is in a V from his nose back. He could see the buffalo coming. I couldn't. When he spun around, he reared up and spun around, and I had 1 foot hung in the stirrup when we got in the middle of the buffalo. And so I'm in the air trying to get this foot out of the stirrup and twisting in the air. And when I went down, I broke 4 ribs and punctured my lung, which is the second time I've done that.
I think we're all kind of adrenaline junkies. On the backside, there's definitely some danger involved with it, but we all love riding our horses. And chasing buffalo is just something we've picked up and we've really enjoyed. There's no other way to get that feeling.
Chaos.
Oh man, that would have been my good word to use. Adrenaline.
Amazing.
Extraordinary.
I think that's probably the best word that there is to explain it, because it is extraordinary.
Wow, very good video, good storytelling there. Any comments from the commission? Excellent, excellent work. And with that, was that the last? Oh, Secretary Roebling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I got to make one more comment, because you might have noticed somebody in that video that's sitting in the back of the room. If we could just have Jim Strait stand up, he is a huge part of that roundup. Jim Strait, thank you very much. Jim is a district supervisor here out of Lemon and Shade Hill area, so he'll be giving us the tour tomorrow, but he does a phenomenal job with being one of those riders as well and orchestrating and organizing a lot of the event when it comes to the riders itself. So thank you, Jim.
Very good. Caitlin, anything else?
No, thank you so much for having me today, and as always, we're happy to be partners with the Game Fish Parks Department, and thanks for all that they do for us as well.
Very good. Thank you, Caitlin, and to tourism for all they do to promote our great state of South Dakota.